This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in romance. First, you'll hear Caitlin Augusta's column, Tease, before we hear such reviews as K.M. Jackson's As Good as the First Time, Sugar Lake, Book 1, It's an Earphones Winner, read by Diana Luke, and another Earphones Winner, His Viking Bride, written by Olivia Norum and read by Greg Patmore. We'll also have reviews in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror, including Marlon James's Black Leopard, Red Wolf, the Dark Star Trilogy, Book 1, an Earphones Winner, read by Dion Graham. Let's get right to it. Tease, Caitlin Augusta's column in which she reviews the books you're about to hear reviews of. My most recent listen, she says, Hate Notes by Vi Keeland and Penelope Ward, read by Sebastian York and Lynn Barrington, proposes the millennials' version of a bucket list. Rather than making a to-do list motivated by terminal illness, the main characters accomplish adventures that simply make their lives richer and more filling. Their list expresses gratitude and bravery as well as good measure of silliness. Looking at the titles for this month's column, I noted that they comprise a sort of audio bucket list. I've never lived in a small town where everyone knows everyone's business, but thanks to the vocal stylings of Ron Butler and Diana Luke in Love in Catalina Cove, and As Good as It Gets the First Time, I can experience that, and so can you. Wondering what dating apps are like? Laugh along with narrators Shayna Thibodeau and Deacon Lee as they portray five college professors who give them a try in My Favorite Half-Night Stand. Never visited Harry Potter World? Imagine it vividly through Joy Osmansky's reading of The Accidental Beauty Queen. Want to join a Regency House party or feast in a Viking hall? Simon Preble and Greg Patmore will take you there in The Perfect Lover and His Viking Bride. There's more than one way to cross items off a list, which is why we always love our listening. Okay, our first review in romance today is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness of the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Here's our first review, As Good as the First Time, Sugar Lake, Book 1, by K.M. Jackson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Diana Luke. Diana Luke narrates a sweet romance full of heart and memorable characters. Olivia Gale has come to Sugar Lake to help out her aunt, only to be surprised by a second chance at happily ever after with her childhood sweetheart, Clayton Morris. While the relationship between Olivia and Clayton is the main focus, Luke performs the couple's many family members with verve and enthusiasm. Of particular note are Olivia's Aunt Joyce and Clayton's daughter Hope. Luke gives Aunt Joyce such a sincere and affectionate characterization that she nearly steals every scene she appears in. Hope is a much quieter presence, but Luke succeeds in creating a fully believable voice for the 11-year-old. Several recipes featured in the story are also included. Katie Poley wrote that review of As Good as the First Time, Sugar Lake, Book 1 by K.M. Jackson, an Earphones winner, read by Diana Luke. It's available from Recorded Books for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have My Favorite Half-Night Stand by Christina Lauren, read by Shayna Thibodeau and Deacon Lee. Narrator Shayna Thibodeau and Deacon Lee make this audiobook shimmer with sexual sparks. Listeners will also laugh out loud at the story's corny jokes. Five modern-day college professors are about to try dating apps, but it may be too late for Millie and Reed. Thibodeau portrays Millie, the smart, sarcastic, sole female in the group with a throaty voice and a tone that is precise and intelligent, yet tinged with insecurity. Lee brands the insightful and honorable Reed with a dark as sin voice full of emotion. These two BFFs think they're just friends with benefits, but Cupid has other plans. This is a funny yet romantic listen. Arlene Griffin wrote that review of My Favorite Half-Night Stand. It's by Christina Lauren, and it's read by Shayna Thibodeau and Deacon Lee. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Love in Catalina Cove. Catalina Cove, Book 1 by Brenda Jackson. It's read by Ron Butler. Ron Butler's splendid performance is the reason you'll keep listening to this steamy romance. 16-year-old Vashti Alcindor got pregnant and fled the judgmental town of Catalina Cove in disgrace. 16 years later, gorgeous Vashti returns to the place she loathes to settle her aunt's estate. Sawyer Grisham, the hunky town sheriff, gives her a speeding ticket, and the instant heat between them is intense. Butler disappears into the character, subtly revealing personal secrets as well as secrets buried in the town's past. Even when the dialogue is stilted and adolescent, Butler makes it seem real. In fact, he's so convincing that it's almost possible to overlook the incredible coincidences, overblown prose, repetitious plot, and sex scenes meant to sizzle that fizzle instead. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Love in Catalina Cove. Catalina Cove, Book 1 by Brenda Jackson, read by Ron Butler. It's available from Harlequin Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Perfect Lover, Sinster, Book 10 by Stephanie Lawrence. It's an earphones winner, read by Simon Preble. Handing the narration of Stephanie Lawrence's Sinster backlist to Simon Preble ranks as a genius decision. Listeners will undoubtedly agree when they hear The Perfect Lover. Preble has created an auditory bubble bath for historical romance listeners. His smooth prose evokes Lawrence's idyllic English countryside, the aristocratic maneuverings at a house party, and a murder mystery when a flirtatious guest ends up dead. The romance between Simon Sinster and Portia Asford is perfect. Preble delivers a deep, commanding voice with a gruff edge for Simon and switches seamlessly to a lighter, genuine-sounding voice for Portia. His pacing and phrasing bring total engagement with Lauren's seductive text. Preble further imbues his reading with a delicious anticipation that keeps listeners hooked from start to finish. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of The Perfect Lover, Sinster, Book 10. It's by Stephanie Lawrence, an earphones winner, read by Simon Preble. It's available from Harper Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have His Viking Bride by Olivia Norum, an earphones winner, read by Greg Patmore. Listeners will vividly imagine icy seas as the raucous laughter of Viking Hall, thanks to Greg Patmore's atmospheric narration. Astrid Carrison is kidnapped by the Picts and then rescued by her father's mortal enemy, Velif Kolsvein. Patmore's resident timbre and authoritative tone make Velif sound like a gruff Nordic bear. As Astrid nearly spits with rage at Velif's constraints, listeners will absorb her frustration. Patmore fully engages in the antagonistic dialogue between the characters, giving the production a lively flow. With such a strong narration, one wishes the production values were more crisp. Also, the story's last few chapters lack Norm's original energy, but Patmore's commitment carries the listeners to the finish line. Delivering the prose like a winter wind, he vibrantly captures ancient Viking culture. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of a 2019 Audie's winner, His Viking Bride, by Olivia Norum, an Earphones winner read by Greg Patmore. It's available from Olivia Norum for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Finally, in romance today, we have The Accidental Beauty Queen by Terry Wilson. It's read by Joy Osmansky. In this fresh take on a tale of trading places, narrator Joy Osmansky does an excellent job differentiating the voices of twins, Charlotte and Ginny. Charlotte, an elementary school librarian, is vacationing at Harry Potter World. Rooming with Ginny, who is competing in a national pageant, gives Charlotte a chance to bond with her sister. Though they're identical twins, their differences are stark. Charlotte cares nothing about her appearance, and Ginny has made a career out of hers. When Ginny suffers an allergic reaction and can't compete, Charlotte takes her place. Osmansky gives the young women voices that are similar in pitch, but differentiates them through tone and intonation. Osmansky's sighs and gasps up the intensity of this heartwarming story, peppered with genuinely comedic moments. Amanda Costello wrote that review of The Accidental Beauty Queen by Terry Wilson. It's read by Joy Osmansky, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that lets you discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews. This time we're moving over into science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Our first review is Who. It's written by Algis Budrys. It's an Earphones winner, read by Grover Gardner. Narrator Grover Gardner captures the essence of an underrated science fiction classic while highlighting its introspective musings. At the height of the Cold War, Dr. Lucas Martino works tirelessly on a mysterious project that explodes, leaving him disfigured. Martino stumbles home months later, rebuilt with robotic parts, and unable to prove his identity. Gardner subtly layers in humor and wry psychological observations as Martino grapples with what it means to be human. Characters feel alive and dynamic, and the scenes crackle with quiet intensity. Accents and inflections hint at characters' intentions and motivations, a testament to both Budrys and Gardner. Gardner's gravelly timbre imbues each scene with a sense of contemplation while never slowing the pace or the story's message. John M. Murray wrote that review of Who. It's written by Algis Budrys. It's read by Grover Gardner, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in science fiction, fantasy, and horror is Vita Nostra. Vita Nostra, Book 1. It's written by Sergei Diachenko and Marina Diachenko. It's translated by Julia Mietoff-Hershey, and it's read by Jessica Ball. Jessica Ball narrates the English translation of this thrilling Russian novel, which falls somewhere between fantasy, sci-fi, and suspense. It takes the magical boarding school trope and roots it firmly in contemporary reality. In an appropriately eerie tone, Ball introduces Sasha, a teenage girl who is recruited to become a student at the mysterious Institute for Special Technologies, where she must perform a series of surreal and fantastical tasks. with grave consequences for failure. Ball distinguishes character voices clearly and handles Russian names with aplomb. Her narrative tone shifts as Sasha's perceptions change throughout her education. Listeners become immersed in her mind, caught up in the often unexplainable nature of her strange transformation. Harper Chance wrote that review of Vita Nostra. Vita Nostra, Book 1, by Sergei Diachenko and Marina Diachenko. It's translated by Julia Mietov-Hersey, read by Jessica Ball, and it's available from Harper Audio for 18.25 hours unabridged. Alrighty, now we will look at Black Leopard, Red Wolf, The Dark Star Trilogy, Book 1, by Marlon James. It's an Earphones winner, read by Dion Graham. This African-inspired epic fantasy becomes an immersive experience, as told by Dion Graham, whose deep voice narration makes listeners feel like they are walking in the shoes of the protagonist. Tracker's powerful sense of smell leads him through dangerous cities and wild lands in pursuit of a child he has been hired to find. He has lovable and loathsome allies who help, but many others seek the child for harmful purposes. Tracker himself isn't sure of what he will do when he finds the child. At times, Graham's raspy timbre resembles a growl, which works perfectly for Tracker. Overall, Graham's rich character voices and accents, as well as his singing ability, will leave listeners itching for the next volume. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Black Leopard, Red Wolf, The Dark Star Trilogy, Book 1, by Marlon James. It's an Earphones winner, read by Dion Graham, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 24 hours of unabridged listening. And here's what narrator Dion Graham has to say about the book. Fever dream, fantasy, hallucination, truth, a startling and exhilarating quest. I had an incredible experience writing story with Tracker and these fantastic beasts right into the middle of the human heart. What a tale it is. And that was Dion Graham on Black Leopard, Red Wolf. Okay, continuing in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, we have In an Absent Dream, Wayward Children, Book 4 by Shannon McGuire, read by Cynthia Hopkins. Cynthia Hopkins narrates this fantasy in a detached tone that fits the serious and logical perspective of Catherine Lundy, a girl who finds her way into a magical world known as the Goblin Market. While fans of Shannon McGuire's Wayward Children series will feel comfortable with Lundy and her high logic world, first-time listeners will not feel left behind. Lundy's love of logic and reason serves her well as she explores the Goblin Market, learning how to make deals of fair value and encountering distinctly voiced characters like the flighty, sharp Moon and the breathy, wise Archivist. As her dealings in the market become larger, the stakes become higher, leading Lundy and Moon to decisions with lasting consequences. Harper Chance wrote that review of In an Absent Dream, Wayward Children, Book 4 by Shannon McGuire. It's read by Cynthia Hopkins. Available from Macmillan Audio for 5 hours unabridged. Our next review is The Auctioneer by Joan Sampson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Matt Godfrey. In this rediscovered 1970s horror story, Harlow, New Hampshire is a small farming community where life is difficult but safe. Narrator Matt Godfrey skillfully introduces John and Mim Moore, John's ma and 4-year-old Hildy, who live on a farm owned by their family for generations. The language and speech patterns over the time add atmosphere, especially as delivered by Godfrey. A palpable sense of unease builds as newcomer Pearly Dunsmore goes from farm to farm, asking everyone to give him their old junk to auction off. He says they can use the profits to better the town. Godfrey's Pearly brilliantly manipulates people, particularly as he demands more donations even when families have no more to give. Soon, men are deputized and freedoms are curtailed. Godfrey's exceptional presentation makes this creepy story thrilling to hear. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of The Auctioneer by Joan Sampson. It's an Earphones winner read by Matt Godfrey, available from Valancourt Books for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have The Winter of the Witch, Winterlight Trilogy, Book 3 by Catherine Arden, read by Catherine Gotti. In this evocative conclusion to the Winter Night Trilogy, a fairy tale spin on Russian history, Arden's high-stakes writing and Kathleen Gotti's immersive performance weave a listening experience worthy of note. Gotti's adept Russian accents enhance the cultural magic of the story. She further adds to the listening experience by clearly differentiating characters, giving some pointed intensity, and others a casual serenity. What's more, her delivery finds the perfect balance between authentic-sounding Russian pronunciations and clarity. Fans of culture-rich fantasy stories will enjoy this lovely production. Nikki Hawks wrote that review of The Winter of the Witch, Winter Night, Trilogy Book 3. It's by Catherine Arden, and it's read by Kathleen Gotti. It's available from Random House Audio for 14 hours, unabridged. Next we have Venom, Lethal Protector by James R. Tuck. It's read by Richard Rohan and a full cast. Symbiote superhero Venom's voyage to San Francisco comes to life with a full cast and a variety of sound effects that immerse listeners in the story. The sound effects in many ways enhance the listening experience, but at the same time can be a bit repetitive. The real power of this adaptation is the cast. Having such a variety in the narration layers on the detail, ensuring that each character stands out on their own. Particularly notable is Scott McCormick, who voices Venom, and his human counterpart, Eddie Brock. His performance is nuanced enough to make them sound like two distinct characters, but similar enough that listeners will recognize them as the two halves of the same whole. Krista Seeley wrote that review of Venom, Lethal Protector by James R. Tuck, read by Richard Rohan and a full cast. It's available from Graphic Audio for 5 hours as an audio program. Next, we have Fire and Blood, 300 Years Before Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin, read by Simon Vance. This is a historical accounting of all the events that led up to the popular Game of Thrones series. Told in a textbook-style format, it dives into the early monarchies of Westeros, giving insight into many of the relevant conflicts Game of Thrones superfans are bound to love. Few fantasy narrators deliver the high-caliber skill of Simon Vance. He is consistently providing an immersive and dynamic character experience that makes it easy for listeners to forget they're listening to just one performer. The epic quality of his tone expresses this work on such a grand scale that listeners can't help but be mesmerized by the pictures he paints. In this audiobook, he succeeds at infusing personality and gusto into a bleak story of tragedy and betrayal. Nikki Hawks wrote that review of Fire and Blood, 300 years before A Game of Thrones. It's by George R.R. Martin, read by Simon Vance, and it's available from Random House Audio for 26.5 hours, unabridged. And finally today we have Wrong Turn, an anthology. It's edited by Tanya Eby with Bernard Schaefer, and it's read by Vikas Adam, Andy Arndt, Peter Burkrot, Tim Campbell, Bailey Carr, and a full cast. Listeners are in for an experience of 22 small sound bites of delight to amuse the ear. In this anthology, which pairs award-winning narrators with varying stories on the same theme of taking a wrong turn, sometimes literal, other times metaphorical. A standout is Jim Schaefer's All That the Case Is, in which narrator Peter Burkrot brings to life a small town of characters, male, female, old, and teenage. Laird Long's Fairy Dusted demonstrates how audio can effectively dramatize a story. Narrator Renee Chambliss and Julia McKay present a story of alternating text messages, in which character's narrator's voice perfectly projecting her character. Audiobook fans of mysteries and horror and fantasy will find appealing listening to appreciate in this anthology. Ellen Quint wrote that review of Wrong Turn, an anthology. It's edited by Tanya Eby with Bernard Schaefer. It's read by Vikas Adam, Andy Arndt, Peter Burkrot, Tim Campbell, Bailey Carr, and a full cast. And it's available from Blunder Woman Productions for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening. And that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our June-July issue of Audiophile magazine, as usual, filled with reviews of all your audiobook genre favorites, interviews with narrators and authors, and all things interesting about audio. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.